10% nuclear, but 85% fossil fuels, which generate 3 million tons per hour of carbon dioxide, which is poured directly into the atmosphere. This represents 800 tons every second. Since I started this presentation about 2 minutes ago, mankind has added an additional 100,000 tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. The total of wind, geothermal, and solar energy today represents less than 1% of the world's energy production. Also today in 2004, we are now facing the third world oil shock, with prices running close to $60 per barrel of oil. The problem in the future, however, is not only about the price of oil. We are now reaching what is called the oil production peak. In England, but also very soon at world level. Abundant and cheap oil is part of the past. In the coming years, entire portions of the planet will simply be deprived from oil as the production starts to decline while the demand continues to grow. Great tension will then appear for the control of the last oil fields. What we are seeing today in Iraq is only the beginning of what is to come. These tons of oil we are taking from the inside of the earth, we are throwing into the atmosphere. The greenhouse gas effect is the biggest environmental challenge which humanity has to tackle. Our planet is warming up. It has already warmed up by almost 1 degree in the 20th century and is expected to warm up by a further 3 to 10 degrees Celsius in the 21st century. Now, if mankind suddenly stopped by magic all emissions, due to the long carbon cycle in the atmosphere, the climate will continue to warm up during several centuries. Not many people are aware of this time lag. It implies, of course, that we are already in the soup. We have ignited a climatic time bomb. We can only hope that it is not too late. Urgent action is necessary. We're burning in 50 years the oil that nature has taken 100 million years to accumulate. If we wanted this to be sustainable, we need 2 million planets like the Earth. The top priority today is to urgently stop burning all fossil fuels, gas,